This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. My parents find you well and blessed. Welcome back to my series. And today we continue exploring the Asian side of Istanbul with a beautiful village called Kuzguncuk, a place of colorful houses, of beautiful coffee shops, and a really important piece of the Ottoman social puzzle. So when I was researching for today's video, I thought it was all going to be on one particular theme, which is to do with multiculturalism and the Ottoman social puzzle. But actually, I discovered something really dynamic and exciting, and I can't wait to show it to you. Bismillah, let's explore Kuzguncuk. So there are two Orthodox churches here in Kuzguncuk, and there were Jewish communities here from the 1300s when Orhan Bey arrived. He befriended them and looked after them. And the first recorded grave, a Jewish person here in Kuzguncuk, was actually around the 1600s. But it has got one of the oldest Jewish cemeteries in Istanbul here today.
The Inquisition was a powerful office set up within the Catholic Church to root out and punish what it considered heresy against Christian doctrine. It lasted 300 years, inflicting a severity of tortures and persecution upon Jews and Muslims who had thrived together for five centuries in Spain and Portugal.
In 1492, the King of Spain made the Alhambra Decree. And what did that do? It expelled all of the Jews living in Spain and Portugal from those lands. Bayezid II had an immediate response. He called upon the Turkish Navy to go from the Bosphorus and collect all of the Jews that had been expelled and bring them here to Istanbul, subhanAllah. Many settled in Kuzguncuk. And he went further. He stated that these people were voluntary migrants, which meant they had rights as citizens and could become Ottomans. No one was allowed to refuse them shelter or a stay in their city.
The Ottoman Sultan practiced Islamic tolerance for people of the book, whilst socially seeing the benefit of the refugees as a blessing, not a burden on the state. What a lesson to Europe today. Kuzguncuk is the first Jewish settlement in the Asian part of Istanbul. It's even referred to as a Jewish village by 17th century sources. Ottomans applied the nationality system wherever they conquered. This means that there was no policy to turn people into Muslims. Everyone continued with his or her own language and religion freely. Therefore, they continued their traditions in the same way, and that's kept them alive until today. Although many of the synagogue's former members have relocated within Istanbul, the synagogue is visited on the weekends. It's known that Kuzguncuk was accepted as the last stop before reaching the Holy Land by the European Jews, and those who could not go to the Promised Land for any reason made it a will to settle there and die and be buried there. The Ottomans' multicultural and non-discrimination mentality kept many different cultures alive, an attitude ingrained in the laws of the time. Many cultures lived together peacefully, and the Ottoman Empire was able to preserve itself with an inclusive sense of nationality. Today, Jewish and Turkish families still live together, forming a cultural mosaic in this stunning village. So this is the surprise that I wanted to share with you. This is the Bostan of Kuzguncuk. And what is a Bostan? Well, it's an urban garden. And for 700 years, the Ottomans were excellent at feeding their inhabitants with hundreds of farms, agricultural centers like this in the city. SubhanAllah.
The agricultural experts in medieval Istanbul knew their stuff. They had a mastery of how to use the space around them and a really, really good understanding of the seasons. And did you know, okay, you probably didn't know, Bostan's gardens like this were the third biggest employer of the Ottoman state for cities. Underneath, what was number one? Coffee shops and barbers. When you come to Istanbul and you go to a park, or if you're blessed to come to this Bostan, never stop at the first tier, because these places tend to go up and up and up and get more glorious the higher you go. They just don't stop, subhanAllah. It's a bit of a climb, but I made a mistake for many months of just going, okay, a couple of tiers, not as grand as London parks, and then all the good stuff, the really spectacular stuff, happens high up in the hills, and that's the story of Istanbul, mashallah. So, like most of the urban gardens here in Istanbul, this one was threatened with closure, this time just 10 years ago, when the local council wanted to build a primary school here. And their neighbours in the neighbourhood, the people of this community, they rallied together and they started a campaign saying, don't take our breath, don't take our gardens. And they won. And today this is a beautiful hub where people meet, the children can play, and it's the centre of a traditional and distinctive community, mashallah.
In Bradford University.
Oh, Bradford, mashallah, mashallah. Well, eight of you. I always respect women who can do this, mashallah. May Allah bless you. So anyway, enjoy your stay. Take care. I hope you've enjoyed today's video and walking around Kuzguncuk with me and learning more about the beautiful legacy of the Muslims, subhanAllah. If you like this, then make sure to subscribe to my channel. Don't forget to leave comments and tell me where you want me to visit next. And let's all keep applauding the beauty of our deen and our Islamic heritage. Assalamu alaikum.